Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. Our first story this hour. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continues to protest against the Geneva deal, making allegations about Iran's nuclear program.
The agreement that was achieved in Geneva is not a good agreement. It's a bad agreement. All told, we assess that the agreement put Iran 6 weeks further away, no more than that from the place where it was beforehand. So the test remains for a permanent deal we achieved to prevent Iran from achieving a nuclear capability.
Speaking at the Institute for National Security Studies in Tel Aviv, the Israeli Prime Minister said that according to their assessment, under the Geneva Agreement, Iran is just 6 weeks away from building a nuclear weapon. Throughout the years, Israeli officials have made similar allegations. Last October, Israeli officials said Iran is just 1 month away from building a nuclear bomb. Netanyahu's comments come ahead of the next round of nuclear talks between Iran and the P5+1. For more on this, let's go to Oregon and talk to Tim King, editor of SalemNews.com. Welcome, sir. Mr. King, first of all, how on earth can the leader of a regime like Israel that possesses nuclear weapons accuses Iran of making a bomb when many IAEA reports have proven the opposite, that Iran has been very peaceful in its nuclear program?
Well, you know, I think Alan Hart said it well this week when he asked the question, is Netanyahu certifiable? And it seems that the answer could be yes. It seems that the man is not dealing with a full deck of cards, as we like to say here in the U.S. And, of course, this is all based on the mistranslated line from President Ahmadinejad about wiping Israel from the map, which is ironic because Israel is doing nothing for the last almost 65 years but wiping Palestinians from the map. It was 1986 when I first wrote about Israel's nuclear weapons. I think that this is a very well-kept secret in the world, and yet it's not a secret at all. People have been aware of this. We reported in 06 that Israel had 150 nuclear weapons. It looks like the number is more like 300, with an obvious history of posturing for war, attacking neighboring countries, where Iran has no history of that whatsoever, if anyone were to just pay attention. And it's the fact that this new allegation about 6 weeks, it's just more of the same rhetoric. It's a broken record from a warmonger who cried wolf, and he cries wolf, and he continues to tout the same line, you know, year after year about the threat. And it's really quite ridiculous. And when we have Mordecai Vanunu, the nuclear whistleblower from Israel, who brought this all out in 1986, there's just so much supporting evidence of what Israel does have, and it's so contrary. And it's obviously just hinging on this, you know, new deal that may actually see the world acknowledge Iran's position with respect to all of this.
And, of course, you mentioned that deal. I mean, how significant do you see the timing of these accusations? How much can Israel influence America not to do this deal with Iran?
Well, I'm afraid the influence is quite large and heavy because Americans are so poorly educated about this subject in the first place. As we all know here, the mainstream media toes the line for Israel. It doesn't report fairly or squarely. And so, you know, it's the right wing. It's the what we call the Christian right, and they have many politicians in their pocket, and they like war, and they like to attack countries. So I just have such little faith at this point.
Will the Israeli nuclear weapon issue ever be discussed at the IAEA?
I think it will eventually. I think things are changing on that world stage. I think that again, it's really no secret at all what Israel has been doing for all of this time, and we're talking decades of possessing nuclear weapons that, as we understand it, are pointed right at its perceived enemies. I think that's possible.
Indeed. Tim King, editor of SalemNews.com from Oregon. Thanks for your time there, sir.